It's your boy, Official Rico, and guess what? This is the very first podcast in Los Angeles, California, beautiful LA, where Hollywood lives and where dreams are to be accomplished, made. Anyway, guys, I am out here in sunny Los Angeles, and it is beautiful as ever. And before I even get started on thanking people and everything else, guys, if you have a dream, go for it. Do not quit. Do not give up. Because, man, I worked my behind off just to get to Los Angeles, and now I'm going to work even harder to stay in Los Angeles and to make my career do what it needs to do. Now that I said that, I want to, if you're listening to this podcast on Anchor, you just heard the song Bargain by Matrix. I know this guy, he's a very nice guy, and the song is absolute fire. And if you are not listening to this on Anchor, the link is in the description of this podcast. Make sure you go and check him out. And soon I will be reading a few of y'all comments, but I'll talk to him. He'll be on the next podcast. So remember when I told you to take the stairs? Well, this is not far from taking the stairs, but we got to get in to do some work. So I can't forget to thank Tyler Oakley, Lily Singh, Grace Helbig, Gabby Hanna, Jonathan Vaness, Megan Ranks for allowing me to use their titles of their projects, of their podcasts, of their books, of their music, for segments on this podcast. So we want to thank them a lot. Don't forget to go and follow me on social media at El Rico Dixon on Instagram, Larico A Dixon on Twitter, El Rico Dixon on Facebook, Rico underscore 13 on Snapchat, and go and find me on YouTube at Official El Rico. All right. And without further ado, we have a special guest coming up, but I'm not going to tell you anything about him, but he's an amazing guy. So now that I've told you to take the stairs, let's go a little further and set some deadlines. All right, guys. So as I said earlier that this podcast will have a very special guest, I think he's a special guest. Anybody that I have up here that's not me is always a special guest.
I appreciate that. I like the title.
I've been kind of talking about it just a little bit, but I didn't really get into detail of who the special guest was. But this guy's, we're going to the same school, we're taking the same major, we're basically almost one and the same. Like,
the studio school,
the production value, or like the goals and stuff that we have planned, we push each other to do it. And like we've talking earlier, and like the intelligence that came out of this young man, like I live for this. This is the type of vibe that I live for.
Now that I've been hyped up, I guess, should I just introduce myself?
All right.
My name's Desmond, Desmond Day. I'm an acting major, like Rico said earlier. I just moved to LA like a week ago. Today is my eighth day in the city.
Because you came last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday.
And today is Sunday, yeah.
And now, here I am doing a podcast. This is one of my first podcasts, so like, a little nerve-wracking, but it's fun. It's fun. We'll get there.
It's not gonna be too bad, I promise you.
Sure.
So what I'm gonna do first is, this podcast is called Set Deadlines.
All right.
And I think this is the most appropriate podcast.
All right.
The day before we go back to school.
To a set deadlines.
The day before we go back to school, and for all of those that has gone back to school that are going to listen to this, or that it's been waiting on this or asking me like certain questions. At the beginning of this podcast, we're going to talk about setting deadlines. And then at the second part of this, we're going to talk about, or we're going to answer questions that people have for you.
Okay.
They're not like very serious questions either, so you don't have to worry about them like being like super serious. They're actually funny.
The hot seat breaking the sword.
Exactly. Like, you don't have to be in the hot seat.
All right.
We might get a few of those, maybe. I don't know.
I'm in it. Down for anything.
But so, like I said, we're about to start literally start class tomorrow, and the topic of this podcast is actually called Set Deadlines. And one thing as a people that, like, we don't typically do, is we don't set deadlines for ourselves, and we wonder, like, why nothing is happening. And that's that. I think that's the one of the first problems that we need to start with. If we're gonna better it, if we're gonna make things better, we have to start by setting deadlines. And you heard me say it before.
I do feel that way, especially where, especially the school. I feel like there are a lot of people with their own mental agenda, and after a while, if we don't have a set base plan for ourselves, 3 or 4 months from now, we're gonna be lost.
Definitely,
we're gonna be confused, especially if we have no ground marking fit, like. Ground marking.
I say that with
air quotes as if we're doing something. I mean, we are, but...
Oh, we are,
It's baby steps. It's baby steps. And I do feel like... I do feel like it's going to take small steps that make big progress instead of trying to bite off way too much that we can chew.
Right. Sometimes the smallest splashes in the water makes the biggest waves.
The biggest ripple? I feel that.
The biggest ripple.
I feel that.
The smallest rock that's thrown in the water makes the biggest ripple.
All right. I did a rippling motion.
Guys, y'all will be able to see the video version of the podcast. But if you did exactly what he just said,
it was
because
funny.
Because you haven't seen it, if you would have saw it, it was funny. But so procrastination is a hustler's worst enemy. Do you think so?
Yes.
Why?
Because no matter how productive a person is, no matter how big or successful you get, the need to procrastinate is something that you have to eliminate. Eventually, no matter how far you make it, you're going to want to procrastinate and say, I could wait an hour or maybe 30 minutes, or might even say, I'll wait till tomorrow to do it. But tomorrow is right now. You do not know if you have tomorrow, so you might as well go out of your way and do it now. Because in the end, you're only going to benefit from it. You're not going to lose anything from doing something that you were supposed to do. So get it out of the way. Stop thinking about it. Get it out of your head and just do it. Because once you do it, you can stop thinking about it.
So continue on to the next thing. So I'm going to put it like this. So think about if you're in a game, like you're playing Mario.
Okay. I see where you're going.
When you're playing Mario, Mario has to defeat these enemies. Okay. He has to defeat the mushrooms and the turtles and everything else that comes his way. And sometimes he get a mushroom, and the mushroom makes him grow. I won't say that it's always a bad thing to eat mushrooms. but drug-wise, I do not condone drugs. I do not condone mushrooms, all right? We are in California, so I won't talk about that. But anyway, back on topic. He eats mushrooms, and he grows bigger. And he's already fighting when he's small, to, like, jump on these obstacles, to jump on these turtles or these mushrooms that's coming at him, and they're, like, so he won't get defeated. But if he get the red mushroom, it helps him to grow. So sometimes along the way, on your journey, there's a lot of obstacles coming at you. You either have one or two options. You can either jump on them and crush them, or...
Avoid them?
Actually, that's not a part of the plan. You can't avoid the obstacle because it only becomes greater.
True.
And you might ease by it, but it's going to end up coming back at you, and it's going to be 10 times greater. So Mario's, once he gets big, the obstacles become a little bit harder. We think it becomes a little bit easier, but it actually, for me, it becomes a little bit harder. True. Because the bigger you get, the more things are thrown at you.
Exactly.
And the more things he has to dodge. And so what I'm saying, I said all that to say, maybe procrastination is one of those turtles.
Yes, it definitely is.
And you could either sit there and let the turtle come and hit you, and you get absolutely nothing done, and when... We know that when the turtle dies, if he's big, it shrinks him the first time. But the second time, when it hits him, it kills him. And we don't want to see that screen that says game over. We don't want to hear him say the inevitable, Mamma Mia! We don't want to hear that. We want to make sure we actually level up. And to get hit by that slows you down. And if it slows you down enough, it might just kill you. And what I mean by kill you is it might kill your vision.
True.
So if you have a vision, I would say go after it instead of just waiting and not being productive. Because, okay, I'll be honest. Earlier today, actually right. not that earlier, but just
today, like today, 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago, we got up, we was talking about a lot of stuff. We was being productive in conversation. We was conversing about a few things, and then we was like, we brought up this thing about this new show on Netflix. I will not say the name because I'm not being sponsored by Netflix, so I'm not going to say the name. It's a good show. I think I would like it. If you saw The Simpsons, you would probably like this.
Yeah, I'm trying to get...
But anyway, we was like, we watched one episode and we was like, oh yeah, it is good. Because we already heard that it was good and we thought it was good. So we was like, oh yeah, it is good.
We were in the search for monologues.
Our goal was to watch this thing and to search for monologues or to search for any creative, period. Yeah,
any creative spark in any way, shape, or form.
Right. And so we were watching. And then we went to the second episode.
And then the second episode.
And then the second episode led to us ordering wings and then going to the third episode.
Yep.
And one, I will not say the place, but those wings were amazing. But also, we procrastinated because we were supposed to do this podcast way earlier. Earlier, before we started watching anything, and before we even was like, oh, we're going to go search monologues, we were supposed to be doing this podcast earlier. And so, what if I would have got hit with procrastination again? This podcast wouldn't have came out today.
Exactly.
Like, it's coming out today, and if I would have kept watching, that's like me getting hit with another mushroom, and now game is over, and I have to restart it. And we all know... Once you get to a certain amount of stages, you do not want to die because then you have to start over at the first stage from level one. And like Sierra said, level up. You want to keep leveling up. You want to keep going. You want to keep pushing. You want to level up instead of falling behind every single time. Now imagine how powerful procrastination... Now imagine how powerful procrastination would be if you had absolutely no deadlines at all.
That is a good question, because if you had no deadlines, you... Honestly, I mean, okay, when you say deadlines, I think of goals. That's what I think of.
Basically, it's goals, but also, like, if we have a production that's due, like, in the next 2 weeks...
And all we did was procrastinate. And not do anything. We would definitely fail our class, and more than likely... Maybe get kicked out of school.
If we fail horribly, we might.
Because we did not try, and I definitely know they want to see effort. But back to your question. State your question one more time.
So, imagine how powerful procrastination would be if you had absolutely no deadlines at all. Because think about this.
I had no deadlines, I'd have no need to do anything.
Think about this. We already... procrastinate when we have deadlines. So imagine how much more powerful procrastination is if we didn't have deadlines.
If we had no deadlines.
We knew we needed to get something done, but we didn't put a deadline on it. We didn't put a set date or a stamp on it that said we need to get it done by this time. We didn't do that. We just knew we needed to get it done.
But we never even did it.
How powerful?
Procrastination would consume you. And to think about it, a lot of people do live their lives like that. And that's why a lot of people don't see the success where they're trying to see, and they blame an external factor, but in reality it's because they didn't set deadlines.
Exactly. They didn't set deadlines.
And they ran into every obstacle they could run into. They lost their first life. They're smaller than they were.
Yeah.
A couple tunnels ago.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And if anything, they probably set back to level one. And I feel like you win a game by learning how to defeat an obstacle, but if you keep running into the same obstacle and doing the same thing that got you
back, you haven't learned.
You haven't learned anything. So, yeah, that's supposed to go into a deep metaphor, but no, like, procrastination will take over if you don't do anything.
But it actually did go into a deeper metaphor for me. It's stunning your growth. That's what I meant to say. It's stunning your growth. Like we said, on Mario, when he's big and it hits you one time, it stunts your growth, and then you shrink.
And you either try and find another power-up.
Exactly.
Or
you get hit again with another obstacle if you don't defeat the next one that's coming to you.
Exactly.
And I'm saying that to say that... maybe you've worked super hard on your project and you've gotten to this level in your project, but when you start procrastinating, you lose every thought that you had that just like, I'm going to do this. This was the plan. And then you stunted your growth and now you got a brain fart and you don't know what to do and you're stuck right there. And then another one comes at you and you're like, you know what? And then you get hit and you got to start the project all over again with a different storyboard, with a different script, with a different shot list. That's just how powerful, just like he said, it will literally consume you. It's like you're falling into the abyss. Like, the abyss will consume you.
The never-ending abyss.
Or, I'll say it like this, it's like you're falling into an anime tunnel. You never freaking come out. I don't even like anime, and
I will vouch for the people listening to this that watch anime. I will vouch.
Exactly. You fall into an anime tunnel, yes. And it's not hard to get out. It's hard for you to end. It's just like watching a binge-worthy show. Like, you don't want to stop at all. You keep watching it, and then...
Before you know it...
Your deadline is here.
Your deadline is here.
And you have nothing done.
So I don't know what you were saying about earlier about how if we, I'm adding on to a statement that you said earlier, but I feel like if we did procrastinate to an extent where you couldn't get anything done, it would stop your flow.
Yeah.
The flow of that you had earlier of getting things out of the way and knocking obstacles out.
When all these ideas and scripts and lines were coming in your head,
And it's gone after you start procrastinating. And you had took so, in my opinion, it's easier to fail than it is to succeed. Because you could stop. You could always just stop doing whatever you're trying to do and not get to where you're going. But if you had your set deadlines and your goals and lists in order already, just follow it. Just follow it through. Because eventually, like, you'll reap the benefits of what you were trying to get done in the first place.
Right.
Better off than saying, like, I never tried.
Right.
Or I never did anything. I'd rather hear somebody say, I tried my hardest.
And I failed.
And I failed. But than someone say, I didn't try at all. And I failed.
Right.
Either
way. And if you tried your best, and you fail. You didn't fail.
You didn't. You learned.
You learned, number one. And I talked about this in a previous podcast where I talk about you don't make a plan A, B, and C. You make a plan A, and then you make a plan A 2.0, and then a plan 3.0, and then a plan A 4.0 until you get to where you want to be. Because if you have a plan B, you will always expect it to fail.
True. Whoa, that is like, I have never put that, that's a good perspective.
Having a plan B is like, is you telling yourself, I'm gonna fail, so I definitely need backup.
Plan B, If anything, that's how I feel like a lot of people should look at life like that, because if you, what's the saying? Second place is first loser. Second place is first loser.
Yeah.
I know that may sound very harsh, but no, it has a little bit of truth to it. If you didn't try, like, I don't know, I'm trying to word this so I don't, like, come off as harsh. If you didn't try to reach your potential or get to where you needed to be, whose fault is it? It's nobody else's fault except
your own. And then if you're the person that blames it on everybody else, you're definitely not going to get anywhere, because that's the first thing you need to do is accept I did this. This is what I did. And I failed at it because I didn't try my best. And if you think you're trying your best and you're doing absolutely nothing and you're saying that's trying your best, you're lying. Like, you need to just stop.
You're lying. You need to go and
do something else with your life, because you're not going to, I hate to say it like that, but you're not going to succeed in what you're doing.
If you don't try.
And even for people going back to high school, y'all have a lot of projects. And I know with me in high school, I did my project the night before it was due, and I did it periods before it was due. Homework and everything. I studied before the period of the test.
Did it work sometimes?
Yes.
It did.
But that's not what I'm telling you, because what I tried may not work for you. And exactly. I'm not telling you to go and do it the day before or an hour before it's due. I'm telling you, in order to get great success out of what you want to do, you must first actually do something, be productive, and set a deadline to get it done.
And I think people, when it comes to setting these, like, people feel like they have to bite off so much. But in reality, taking it slow and simple is the best way to make a lot of progress. There's this one study, and it's like, it's called the domino effect. And basically, if you had a domino and you doubled the size of it every time, by like the 50-second domino, it'd be to be like three stories high.
Right.
So, putting that metaphor in motion, if I was to flick that domino and I had all these steps set up of how I was going to knock things out of the way, I could move mountains. I could get things done. Literally move mountains from the simplest, smallest act of taking a flick and doing something.
Same. And watch this. Even if you made all of those steps and then you procrastinated, one, you don't want to finish it, and two, you go back, and what if you happen to stumble and hit that first domino? Then it's going to cause a domino effect of failure. You have to start all the way back over.
Start setting up new dominoes for a new vision or new goal or whatever it is that
and you're trying to do. These people on YouTube that takes dominoes, and they create images out of these dominoes, It takes them so many hundreds of hours to do or create this one picture throughout these dominoes. What if they knocked one over and they didn't pick back up and start over? What if they procrastinated and then they got tired and was like, you know what? We're not even going to finish this. What if they stopped and then something ended up hitting it and now it's messed up all of their work and now they don't even want to do that vision that they had at first? They don't want to do that anymore because that vision was already messed up.
I do feel like, if anything, when it comes to the literal making of the art and sack the dominoes, maybe they did mess up and have to restart it, but it comes down to whether they knock it over and say, we can either quit or we could build these back up and start again
and create something better.
Until we get what we got.
Yeah, exactly. Because I even thought about just now that when people are doing construction, what about when they're doing construction and wood fall? You can't get a house built like that if you never pick back up the
there
wood
are always setbacks.
And put it together. There's always,
there are
setbacks.
Always setbacks.
There might be a bunch of rain and the workstation is like flooded out and you gotta wait till it completely dry in order for them, the construction workers, to go back and build that house. Are they gonna stop building that house? No, they're going to wait until the circumstances are fixed for them to go back and work on it. If they let that board fall and it knocks down the frame of that house, they still have a responsibility to get that house built in the amount of time that that house is supposed to be built.
And back on what you were saying about the house, if they were to leave that board there, because for all we know, this board could be holding up the main frame of the house. If they were to leave their main foundation and just say, screw it, they could build something amazing, but one slip-up could destroy that single foundation from them being lazy and saying, hey, that board under the basement, I left it there.
Remember that board that you told me to move? I never moved it. So, whose fault is it?
And
you know what?
You're
let's
at a
not
loss
tell
of
anybody.
Your hands.
Like, you're at a loss of money. And wait, and that makes a great point. If you mess up the foundation and you built the whole house, one slip up can make it fall, and now you gotta waste some money, and you gotta pay all over again to pay for all the supplies to rebuild that house.
On your hands,
you might even have a lawsuit. And think about that. Think about that with yourself. You may have a lawsuit against yourself. But who's going to dispute it? Are you going to get up? Are you going to create something? Are you going to redo it? Are you going to work harder? Which one?
No, true.
What are you going to do with that lawsuit? And sometimes it's worth it to put a lawsuit against yourself so you can get work done.
True. If anything, like leverage.
Sue yourself for time.
Sue yourself
for
time.
I'm suing myself for an hour. Like, I want an hour out of this lawsuit against myself. That's all I want is an hour so that I can make back up the time that I lost.
True.
So, going back over my notes, and I wrote down, when I decided to take control of my own life and become an entrepreneur, no one was around to tell me what to do and when to do it. I quickly learned that I had to be my own boss and set deadlines for myself or I would go nowhere fast. And I can talk about that because I was just telling Desmond about how I just rebranded my production company before I left Houston and came to Los Angeles. And I'm now my own boss. And so when people ask me to do a graphic design or a flyer for them, I have to set a deadline for myself, but also they're expecting this by a certain time. And if I wait until the very last hour to do it, they're not going to get what they're paying for. They're going to get trash, and I don't deserve to get paid. So I, one, have to pace myself according to when they want their project done, but also when I want it done, so I can get critiques and look at it and be like, okay, maybe not this, or like change it around and move some things and ask them what they think about it. And get it edited before they really need it.
Before things hit the fan and you give your final project without, like...
Right.
Without... Okay. All right. Scratch whatever I just said. Continue with what you're saying. Continue with what you're saying. Feed my mind.
No. What I was really saying was I have to set deadlines for myself, but not only for myself, because the customer sets a deadline for me. They need this project by this time, right?
Yes.
And so now I have to pace myself to be like, okay, I need this amount of hours to do this. I need to go and use this amount of time to go and take the white out of the background or take the background off the main subject so I can put it here. And I need to do this. And then I need to go back and critique myself, not only critique myself, correct my mistakes. And then I need to send it to them and see if they approve. And if they don't, I need to take
their critiques
and redo the whole thing and then come back to that same person and say, is this what you needed? And they'll say, yeah. And then, one, they got it before they needed it, or they got it right on time because you took time and you paced yourself and you set a schedule and you set a deadline for yourself that says, this is when I'm going to get it done. And I have an example of that. Before I left, I did somebody's album cover, and they didn't like it for probably 5 times. I redid it like 5 times. And that very 5th time was the deadline that they needed it. It was maybe a good, 30 minutes to an hour before they really needed that product. And I had already paced myself, and I've been sending out samples of the project almost every day, or like every 5 minutes after I got done with something. Because it really don't take me long to create. But I didn't rush. I didn't rush. There's no way I have to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't cram everything the night before or the hour before. I actually took my time. And the product that came out of that, I approve of it. And I am a firm believer, if you're not happy with what you created, nobody else will be happy with what you create.
Okay, on a fact to that, I really do feel what you're saying when you say, if you're not happy with the work that you put in, nobody else will be. And this example is fairly recent. It happened a week ago. I had stayed out here in this very deck where we're filming, and I had studied a script for a good 2 or 3 hours. But I said, hey, it's a new monologue. I'm going to try something different. It's the first audition of school. I'm going to try and do something a little different. I crammed all the inner objects, all the overall objectives, the scene objectives, anything to build a character, I crammed it. And that won't work as an actor.
It won't work. It won't.
A human being does not form in 3 hours, let alone...
So tell them... Oh, wait, that makes a good point. But I'm going to get back to that.
All right.
Tell them when you started cramming and when the audition was.
All right. I started cramming from... I started late. Procrastinated. At 11, I said I got to do it. Probably didn't start till 12.
So what you're saying is last Sunday...
last Sunday, yes.
At 11.
At 11 p.m.
p.m. at night, and auditions...
Saturday
or
morning.
Assessments was the next day.
Oh, no, not for assessments. This is for the audition.
This is for the audition piece.
9 a.m.
Still, the audition was 9 a.m., and he started, like... cramming at 11 p.m.
I literally started from the beginning, like, the script. I was searching.
The very beginning.
I was searching for monologues
you didn't
at 11.
You were searching for monologues. So you didn't even have one.
Nope.
So it took you how long to even find a monologue?
All right, from 11 to 12, at some point between then, maybe 30, 40, I had went through and, like, finalized 3 options.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, I had to analyze them and work with them to see if they were going to work. In the end story of me cramming these monologues in, I spent 3 hours trying to make a character. It didn't work. And I was barely believing in myself.
So that was one a waste of time.
One a waste of time. Let alone I was doubting myself, and if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. I go into this audition
room.
You set
up negativity for yourself.
Exactly. I go into this audition room, calm, a little calm. I'm like, all right, this is going to work. Maybe.
Were you too calm?
Too calm.
Or a little calm?
I was too calm.
Because, I'm gonna tell you why I said that. Because when an actor is super calm and confident about what they're doing, and they're not nervous, they're going to F up
and
so bad. And I can say that from experience. If we did not study like we should have, and we feel super confident and super smooth about how we doing and what we gonna go in there and do, and then we get in there and we freeze.
Yep, okay. Speaking of freezing, okay, so let's wake. It's 7 o'clock now. I've did my cramming. My character is barely built. I go into this audition room, calm as can be, think I'm fly. And they call my name. It's 9:48. They say Desmond Day, and I'm like, all right, I'm right here. I go into my audition room, and the first 4 sentences were so powerful, but after that, my entire monologue left my head, and I had nothing. Every word that I had worked on was gone, and all I could think was, shit, how am I going to pull this off?
Right.
So I just start improvising out the ass. It's all like, and I could see, like, at first they were convinced, and out of nowhere, my monologue started to lose its plot, and I started to lose my confidence, and it was a wreck. It was 30 seconds. It was a 30-second wreck. It was the biggest train wreck I've witnessed.
So you just gave some key points in what you just said. You said that at the beginning it was confident.
Yes.
But at the beginning, you lost confidence.
Yes.
And so setting deadlines can help you abort these things happening.
Yes.
But when you haven't set a deadline and you haven't been working like you should have, you go in there, you start out confident, and then you lose confidence in yourself, you've lost confidence in your ability. And yes. Setting deadlines and procrastinating, like I said, can be our worst enemy, because it begins to eat away our own flesh.
As
like
anybody.
It begins to make us like super, super duper nervous to where we can't even perform, because we've already lost confidence in ourselves, because we're like, F, we shouldn't have procrastinated for this. We shouldn't have procrastinated. I should have did this better. I should have did this better. I should have did this better. And then it's no better after you leave that audition room or after you leave the stage and all the lines hit you. That's like being in an argument, you having nothing to say, and after the argument, everything that you should have said, you just thought about after the argument.
There really is a reason for that. It's when you're over, like, when you're angry or in an argument like that, your brain's just firing
ideas. Right.
And all you could think of is, like, the emotion you're feeling. And
exactly.
That, in that scenario, all I could think of was how nervous I was, how I was unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
But once I calmed down and got my... Once you calm down in scenarios like that, your brain waves literally change and you start thinking of things that you never thought of because you calmed yourself down.
Yeah.
But I think after the performance of being anxious and exhausted for four, like... It was a 45-second monologue, but it felt like eternity. After
right, right.
I walked out of that room, all I could remember was the next lines. All the lines flew back into my head, and all I could do was just slap myself and say, next time, if I get in, I don't deserve it, which I did not get in. And I have no problem with that, because I did not work my best effort to get to where I needed to be.
Wait, what was it for?
It was for the shows. It was for like some of the like some, the first semester shows.
Oh, did you not get any of the first
no,
semester shows?
No, literally. There were 3 freshmen that got in out of the like probably 30 of them that auditioned. 3 freshmen got in. The
wow.
rest were all upperclassmen.
Of course.
Which I didn't put into play that it would be their last show. They're really going to be trying to like... see their seniors perform one final time. It's for their showcase. And I that was a learning experience in itself. That failure was a huge learning experience, which was what you were saying earlier was like, oh my God, oh my gosh.
If your failure wasn't a learning experience,
yes.
It was a waste of time.
It was a waste of
time. If you didn't learn from you failing,
you don't
did
learn.
Nothing. You right. did absolutely nothing. You sat there and you did nothing.
Waste.
And you were idle. If you don't learn from failing, something's wrong. Either you're way too confident in yourself and you don't believe anything you do can fail, or you're that person that knows that, okay, I might have failed this time, but maybe if I change this,
true.
Then it's going to work.
It comes
because,
down to the point of being conscious about,
like, exactly.
accepting.
Do you know how many times I made my audition for the school? I made my audition for the school like 10 times.
I feel that.
Because
I
was not, one, confident
in what you were
performing. In what I were performing, in my performance. And I was like, no, because if I'm not confident, if I'm not confident, it's not going to read through correctly. They're not going to get the character. They're not. They're going to see the lack of confidence. And believe it or not, especially for actors and even for music artists or any artist in general, we can tell, looking from the outside, we can always tell you lack confidence in something.
If
you're super nervous or just lacking confidence. Maybe you're not nervous. You just lack confidence in yourself. We can always tell. And there's people out there to eat off of that, and they use you for your lack of confidence. Even though that's not cool, there's people that
there
out there
are,
that,
there
do,
are
that do
that.
There
are snarky people that will feed off people that are
of
not
course,
believing
a,
in their
I'm,
own work.
I hate to say it, but there's a lot of celebrities that the stuff that they did wasn't because of them. It was because they heard somebody else talk about it, but that person wasn't confident enough to do it. So they took that idea and they made it $1 billion
and
idea. And now they're making money off of it.
Because they had the confidence to do it. They took
they
an idea.
They had the confidence to do it.
All right.
That in itself is great. Like, they had the confidence to do it. So if you're, what procrastination does, it eats at your confidence. Why? Because when you finally get up, you do the bare minimum. And the production company I was just talking about, my motto is called create and conquer. You have to have confidence in order to create, and you have to have confidence before you get on a battlefield to conquer, because you're going to have to go up against so many people. Just imagine, in this school, we had to audition. Do you know how many people may have auditioned and didn't get in?
I really do want
to
know the number.
It was
I'm
pretty sure it was literally a war trying to get in.
I bet. Jesus Christ. And there were people that were... Did you do any of the intensive programs?
No.
Summer?
I didn't do any of the
summer. Me neither. So it's a blessing that we are sitting here.
Exactly. Because
right
there's
now.
People that take classes during the summer just to get in for the school year.
And then they probably... I've definitely... Don't have a doubt that there are people who went to intensive programs but didn't get a spot in their school program.
Exactly. And that's, again, when I made my audition, I finally got myself together and was like, no, I got to be confident in what I'm doing. I got to be confident in the words that I'm saying. Even if I don't feel like it, I have to push beyond what I feel, because that's what procrastination is. It's a feeling, and you can push beyond procrastination and push to productivity. And because Desmond literally said, he was like, okay, after this third show, I have to be productive. And then he went and laid down.
And then I read a book.
And then he started reading.
I was reading a book.
I was waiting for the build up. I was letting it build up. I was waiting for the build up. But no, after the third show.
That's literally what happened.
After the third show, he said, I need to be productive. And then we had already ate, so we got kind of like a food coma. And so he went and laid down, and then he grabbed a book. And then he read until it was time for him to come on for the podcast. But still, that procrastination, that even him going to lay down was a little bit of a procrastination. Because
yeah,
he said, I'm going to be productive. And him not being productive as soon as he said it made him, like, held him back from doing
exactly.
what he needed to do.
Exactly.
And what if he would have got to the point where he was like, you know what,
I don't want to do the podcast.
I don't want to read this book. I just want to go to sleep. He could have, in fact, said that.
I could have fell asleep.
And I could have said nothing. Or he could have just fell asleep. And then I had to go and get him and be like, dude, you got to get yourself together. Now, you have to wake up, get yourself together, put procrastination aside, and do the freaking podcast.
True. And now here we are. Here we are informing y'all about procrastination and setting deadlines.
So as you can imagine, creating deadlines takes a huge amount of self-control, and that's why sometimes you have to force them upon yourself. At this point, setting a deadline is setting a deadline in my mind wasn't enough to make things happen. I needed to force myself to make the move. However, the lesson I learned is one that has helped me throughout my career. to force deadlines.
Ah, okay. I like that. I like
writing that. A date on my calendar and setting a deadline forces me to get the time together and to get my act together and to do it. It may be it may be something, or it may be a break or something that, like, you have. But take that break, make it into smaller pieces, and do work over the time of your, like, over your time span. Deadlines are always easier to follow when they're public, and you have accountability, and you are accountable for them. So,
true.
What I mean by that is what we was talking about earlier. We said that we were here to push one another.
Yes.
To support one another, to help one another. And the word that we left out was to be accountable for one another. Because even though we're pushing each other, that's accountable enough. Yes, right? But I want to be accountable. I want him to be accountable to me and be like, hey, you just said you was going to get this done by this time. And it's like 4 o'clock.
Checks watch.
And 6 o'clock, you got to have it turned in, and it's 4 o'clock. What are you doing? Like, get to work. And I want to be able to do the same thing to him to help him push.
Actually,
and to force the deadline.
I'm going to build this is what I was kind of mentioning way earlier. Thank you. Freeze. Has something in my hair. But this is what I was mentioning earlier when I was talking about people, no matter how successful we get, the need to procrastinate is always there. That's exactly what I mean, is that when you, no matter what your agenda is or what you're trying to get done, there is the feeling that you want to wait, is to wait. You
always have just human.
It's human nature to want to wait and to just let it be. But it's what you were saying earlier is to stop thinking and to just do it. You no matter how much you think about something, it won't change unless you take action and
exactly, and
go for the time slot that you're trying to get things done in, or go for the audition you're trying to make at 7 a.m. or the music you're trying to create at 3 in the morning.
Right, no forcing
what,
the deadline.
Just force it. Just get it done, because you're going to feel better once it's out of the way.
Right.
No matter what, that's coming.
And like I was talking about earlier during the shout-out segment, is I was talking about this guy named Matrix.
The shout-out segment?
Yeah, and I was talking about, actually, about Bargain.
Oh,
I was talking about the song because I
that on the, put this in,
I did
put
it in, I already did
it
it's at the it's all at the beginning right, of the podcast all right. And what if he didn't set deadlines for himself?
True.
That song would be horrible.
True.
And it wouldn't have gotten out on everything that it has gotten out on. So I think that in itself proves that if you take the time to do what you need to do and get it done,
it will be done.
It will be done. But also, on time or earlier. And earlier, you have more time to do nothing.
Yeah.
The quicker you get it done,
the more you can procrastinate. Yes, get it out the way.
But also, the quicker you get it done, the quicker you get it done, you can literally just chill and listen to it over and over, or look at it over and over and see what you need to critique, and maybe I should have did this way, and correct yourself. All right, and now that we got done with that, because we've talked about that for a while now.
Procrastination.
These are questions from the SAP viewers or listeners.
SAP?
Self-Approved Podcast.
Okay.
The podcast is called Self-Approved Podcast.
I like that.
You don't know, the goal behind this podcast is also to get rid of self-loathing and self-deprecation, because you're a fish by your own approval. That's always been my slogan or my motto. Okay. You're a fish by your own approval. You don't have to fit
in.
You don't have to.
I like that.
You don't need somebody else's approval. You don't need them to tell you that you look good. If you feel good, if you think you look good, that's all you need. You don't have to fit in. You're a fish by your own approval.
That will radiate.
You're self-approved.
Like confidence, what we were talking about earlier.
It's confidence,
if you
yeah.
believe in yourself, no one's going to look at you and not believe in you because you...
Because you believe in yourself.
How you view yourself is honestly one of the most important things of when it comes to meeting other people or putting your own energy out there and seeing other people, how you feel yourself, people will pick up on and either feel positively about it or grow from it. If someone makes you smile, you're happy to be around them.
Right.
If someone brings you down, it's the same. It's the opposite effect.
Right.
Negative. Get away from it. Push yourself away from it.
And to end the conversation about setting deadlines, basically, to end the conversation about deadlines is that if you're not, like we said, if you're not confident in yourself, nobody else is going to be confident in you. Nobody's going to tell you or put a gun to your head and say, you need to do this.
Get the confidence.
It's up to you. And if you don't have that and you lack it and you're waiting around for other people's approval, you will never get anything done. You would never release your album. You would never release your project, your movie, your book, your show, whatever the case may be. If you're looking for everybody's approval, just to tie it in, because we make fun of ourselves in hopes to, like, We are. Some people, they're actually depressed, and there some people are actually struggling with things. But we use jokes and we cover it up, and we self-loathing and self-deprecating jokes to cover it up. But at the same time, we're actually struggling with this. And the thing about that, one, it sucks. Like, struggling with it definitely sucks. But if you struggle with that, you struggle with setting deadlines, you're never going to get anything done. You have to build yourself up. You have to build yourself up. And you have to realize that you're self-approved. It's nobody else's job to tell you who you are or who you want to be. It's definitely up to you.
In life, especially in life, like, our family builds us up. But now here we are. Like, bring that in perspective. Here we are. Like, my whole life, my family was like, I actually used to be really shy, which is the funny part. I used to be a very shy child. I had a really hard time speaking out. And at moments, I still do feel that way. I do still have parts of me that are like, don't, just sit back on the sidelines. But then there's that part that's like, just do it. Stop being scared. Face that fear. Because the only way to get rid of a fear is to face it. no matter what you want to hear, I hate to break it to you, but whatever you're scared of is not going to go away until you face it. And that brings me back to, where was I going with that? I had a metaphor somewhere. Yes, that brings me back to the whole point of believing in yourself. To have, okay, you know what? I'm done.
Just believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Just believe in yourself. All right. We're going to get to the portion where we talk. We ask you questions from the viewers or the listeners.
S-A-P.
All right. A, instead of as soon as possible, soon as possible.
Soon as
SAP, self-approved podcast. Soon as possible. So, this question comes from it's Alex Clark on Twitter. He asked, do you ever have to settle on the thickness of a cucumber before you buy it?
Yeah, I'm not trying to buy no, like, wimpy cucumber. If I buy a cucumber, I want to cut it up and put it in my salad.
Good save. Because that could have gone another way.
It could have gone another way,
that
Alex.
That could have gone another Alex way, Clark. Alex. All right. At truly the worst, spell TrulyTheWurst.
Truly
the worst. The worst.
Is there like some wordplay we're missing?
I don't know. His name is Potato-based God, so maybe.
Potato-based God.
But his question is, if you could eat any typically inedible object, what would you eat and why?
An insect? Would you consider an insect edible?
I would consider it edible, so yeah, it's not inedible.
What? I've never had a thought of eating something that you shouldn't eat. I would eat.
The hesitation makes me not believe that.
No, I just like, okay, what? This rusty bar.
The metal bar.
I want to eat it so I can put myself in the hospital and not get questions like this.
Ouch.
Ouch. I'm just kidding.
Thank you for your question. No hard feelings.
I love that question. It really makes you think, though. Honestly.
At Lishi De Pablo asks, if you could start a show, what would it be called?
Okay, I mean,
If you could,
theme,
like...
I have a theme for it. I have, like, an idea for it.
Well, you don't want to release that one. Okay, like, make up something, because...
All right, escapist tendencies. I'd call it escapist tendencies.
Ooh.
That's what I call it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just the title want to get you. Okay, yeah. Just the title want to get you into that. Well, to wrap it all up, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Desmond for being on the podcast and spreading his knowledge.
Break my fucking comfort zone. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll leave it out. Let's hope your mom don't listen to this. All right.
Thank you, Rico.
We won't tell her. Wait. Before you go. You have to plug your social media so people can go and follow you.
Okay. Follow my Instagram at Daysmn. It's DAYZM0ND. And I don't really use Twitter or Facebook, but I'll get into that eventually at some point in my life out here in LA. Until then, Instagram is where I am. I'm an actor. I'm from Charlotte. And I hope to see y'all on another podcast.
Hey, all right. Well, all right. Again, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I'm going to go ahead and end it right here. We're going to go to the next segment of this podcast. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening again. Thanks for Desmond for tuning in and talking with us about what he felt. Now, you know, the work don't stop, the hustle don't stop, and the moments, they don't stop either. Our Insta moment goes out to none other than Fern the Worm. That's FERNTHEWORM. He is now going out to, I believe, the military. He's going to get that grind on. And he went on this trip and posted some very beautiful pictures. So I have to make sure I give him a quick shout out, give him that Insta moment, because he instantly put his life on the line. So I know that sounds a little bit weird or a little strange or what have you, but I had to give it to him because of him doing a unselfish act and basically trading his life for somebody else's. And then our Twitter moment goes to Variety Magazine. Over the past couple of weeks, they've been doing and having great content. Very specifically, they just keep killing it. I'll just say that. They just keep killing it, and they keep working over and over and over. They're doing what they need to do, and they have much, much success. And I think this is about celebrating people that has hard work, because hard work do not stop, all right? So, without further ado, we're going to get further into this podcast and get some more work done with our coming up segments. Okay, so one thing that I won't stop, I started this and I was wondering, maybe this is a segment that I could do away with, but I believe that this is the time where I could take to encourage you instead of just reading a random quote off a Tumblr or reading somebody's random quote and saying, should I Tumblr or trash it? I think I'm going to take this time, and it's still going to be called Let's Tumblr That, because I take this time right here to give you a little piece of nugget to leave with you. And I was told by someone, I wasn't told by anyone. I was watching a show, and the character said, "Nothing, the nothingness is everything in this moment." And everything is the nothingness in the same exact moment. That may sound a bit weird, but if you think about it, nothing is everything and everything is nothing. Because the hard work we do, it pays off, and that gives us everything But also, it can also leave us with nothing. And I'll be very specific. I use a sports example. When a football player is on the field and he's, you know, out there, they getting tackled. As soon as they get hurt, they can break or injure something so horribly that that's their first and the last time of them playing on that. So what I would have to say to that is, man, do the work, because the nothingness is everything, and the everything is the nothingness. Do work, create everything, and just get all that success, man. It's a hard life out here, and if you're not working for it, you're not gonna get it, all right? Everybody knows what this segment is called. It's called G-Tips, I think. I didn't really name this segment, but this is a part of the segment where I just give y'all like a few tips. I give you tips on clothes, and I give you tips on just you, or you being a human. So our G style tip of the day is tank tops. Army tanks are never cute, but regular tanks aren't shirt. Like, regular tanks are. And also, tanks aren't t-shirts, bruh. So, if you're not at a beach somewhere, like, don't just randomly wear a tank top. Like, if you're not at a beach, at a pool, or at something that requires a tank top, like, put on a shirt. Nobody wants to see y'all, like, your muscles. Ladies and gentlemen, like, tank tops are no-go if they wasn't asked for. Just saying. And then our Grace's guide tip is definitely one of the best tips I have said so far. But if you're going for a job interview, for anybody going for a job interview, make sure you research what every company you're interviewing with, research details about it, get to know a little bit about it, because you don't want to go and you think Scientology is like, oh, it's a science job, but actually you're selling your soul to a something. So, not to offend, hopefully I didn't, but if I did, oops, my bad, I don't really care. But, guys, research your jobs. Look it up. Make sure you know what you're talking about before you go in there. And get it done. So if you have not heard of this segment is called Hear My Heart. Why? Because I go and I read and pick something that really pulls on my heartstrings, whether it's a poem from a book or a post that I saw. I take a moment to read it and let you guys tell me on Twitter, hashtagging Hear My Heart, what y'all think about this poem. This poem comes from Gabby Hanna's book, Adolescence. And this is called Recycle. I don't know what it is that I see in you. And I don't even know what I want. I don't understand what you came here for. Can't you find some other heart to haunt? I think it was always meant to end this way. There never was a time we were in sync. I can't pretend to reminisce. There were no good old days. But please, don't try to tell me what to think. I don't know what it is that I think should be. If I could, I don't know what it is I'd change. I have these expectations that aren't fair of me. Maybe just really like the pain. I don't know why it is that I can't talk to you. I've always worn my feelings on my shirt. It doesn't make much sense that we would want this still. But I think secretly, deep down, we like to hurt. The game was always how I can manipulate this lust to make it seem like something real. I know you think that everything we had was fake, but I won't try to tell you how to feel. I can't begin to say what you mean to me. I can't even begin to even tell you why. As much as I would never like to see you again, please don't make this poem our last goodbye. And the reason why I picked that poem is because I'm not going to name the person, but it's because of that person that I read that poem, because I relate wholeheartedly. Like, I don't want to say goodbye. And if you're listening to this and you think you know who you are, it's not you. It's somebody else. Because they were controlling. They tried to be controlling and dominant. And, like, I wasn't having it because the relationship is not... Dominance isn't a relationship. It's submissive. And that's not a relationship. That's a dictatorship. It's a ship, but it's not the right one. So I think that's the reason why I like that poem more. And guys, if you want me to read any poems that you think I should read, make sure you go to my Twitter or to our Twitter at selfapprovedPD and drop some poems, man, or some things that you think I should read. And maybe it'll get picked. Alright, so if you haven't, go to audible.com or go to Barnes & Noble's or Target and pick up a copy of Adolescence, written and illustrated by Gabby Hanna. Our beautiful sponsor goes to none other than Coca-Cola. During the summer, they released a summer series, and I won't tell you anything about it because I really want you to go and watch it, but I got to give it to them. These guys are absolutely killing it, and if you don't know that, now you do, and you should definitely check it out. The link is in the bio of this podcast. Thank you once again to our sponsor over at Coca-Cola. In this part of the podcast, I take time to make sure I brag on people. And when I say brag on people, I mean people, shows, things, anything that I can think of that I think is worth bragging on. And the first thing I'm going to brag on is this album, or not this album, I'm sorry, this Netflix show called Orange is the New Black. If you have not seen it, the new season is out on Netflix, and I think you should watch it. It's, I think this season got more in depth than I thought it would ever be. So like I said, go and watch it, man. It has some of the best female lead actors up there. And actually it's only really females. Of course they have a few men, but I'm all for supporting girl love. I'm all for supporting feminism. I'm all for supporting even women having great leads in shows and in movies and in whatever they get to do. So I am excited about that. And my next shout out goes to, well, so listen, there's not really a story behind this, but there's this guy, and I actually got to meet him today, and I found out that he did music, and if you was listening at this podcast on Anchor, you heard the song at the beginning of this podcast. And I couldn't have been, like, even having just met him, I couldn't be, like, more proud. Like, I could not believe what I was hearing, all right? And I rarely ever brag on people like this, but if you heard this song, and if you haven't, make sure you go to iTunes or Spotify or Apple Music and listen to this bop called Bargain by Matrix. And, like, listen, when you go and listen to it, take your time. Don't do anything else. Stop everything you're doing. Listen to it, and it might get you in your feelings. And I put this song out there, and I shared it on my social media, and I told you guys to get back at me on what you thought about this song. And, oh my gosh. So one guy, his name is John, he got back to me, and he said that it was a cute little bop, had me in my feelings, though. Like, I think that's what that song is going to do. If you listen to the lyrics carefully, I think they will actually reach you. He has more bops out. He had an album that he released last year. What is it called? Beautiful Distraction? If I'm sure it's called Beautiful Distraction. Go to Spotify, iTunes, and Apple Music and listen to this man's music. It literally blew my mind. And if you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm very, very critical and that I rarely ever shout out a single person. But guys, have you listened to that song? I can't get over it. I'm going to be listening to it all day. So make sure you go and listen to it and tell me what you think about it. And I'll relate the message to the artist because I think he freaking killed it. And if you think so too and you have listened to it, get back at me on our Instagram at selfapprovedPD or on our Twitter or on our Facebook. I would love to share with him what you guys thought about his music. All right? Make sure you go and listen to Matrix Bargain. I think he actually just released it a couple of, like, this week that just, like, passed. The day that this podcast go up is, like, that week that passed. And go and watch Orange is the New Black. I think it has, like, I don't know how many seasons it has. I think maybe 6 now. Go on Netflix and watch it. It gives you, like, a free month if you have not already have Netflix. And if you don't, who are you and why are you living up under a rock? All right, you know, I'm normally energetic throughout the whole podcast until it gets to this segment. And if you don't know what this segment is called, it's called Not Too Deep. And I got this from Grace Helbig's podcast with Jack Ferry called Not Too Deep. And if you haven't listened to their podcast, please go and make sure to do so. But this is where I take a minute or two and I talk about something like that's real important. And I think anybody should not be afraid to, like, to talk about it. Because it's what I'm going to be talking about. It's really inevitable and nobody can stop it. Nobody can create it because it's already been created, I guess. I don't know where I was going with that one, but, it can be stopped. It can be done, but I'm going to be talking about death. And so there's been so much going on, so much police brutality. There's so much brutality going on in general. And I don't want to, like, scare people, but death is a real thing. I mean, we don't know when to handle it. And just maybe a week or so ago that this podcast is released, the Queen of Soul passed away. She was gravely ill. Aretha Franklin will be forever missed. And taught me how to, you know, spell respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Guys, it's R-E-S-P-E-C-T, not R-E-S-P-C-T. Like, no. It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. But an inevitable thing, and it takes time to deal with, but you can handle it. All right, now I'm back to my crazy jolly stuff. So I'm going to be talking about going back to school, because not only are kids going back to school, have already gone back to school, but college people are going back to school, and I go back to school tomorrow. All right, and going back to school can be one of the worst and also one of the greatest things. So the people that are going back to high school, good luck. I've been like spreading this all over my social media, and people probably think I'm wrong, but I really don't care, because sometimes you have to cheat. And that sounds so bad, but you do. Sometimes you just have to cheat in order to pass. Even the smartest of them cheated. I promise. I can tell you a few, especially out of my class of 2018. I can tell you that they're cheating. All right? And guys, I don't know. Going back to school can be really, really tough. And even for the people that's going back to college, even adults going back to college or going to college for the first time, congratulations to you. Like, get your high school diploma, get your GED, the equivalent to a high school diploma, get your associate's degree or your bachelor's or your master's or your doctor's. Like, it's so important, I believe, that you learn. Like, you don't spend a day without learning. You learn something new every single day. And I don't think that you should not learn. I don't know where else to go with that. Like, I think you should take time out your day and learn something. Whether you go on social media and you be like, oh, really? That happened? Yeah, you just learned something. You learned that that happened. Whatever that thing may be, you learned that it happened. But yeah, going back to school is like super, super duper important. And I believe you are a subject or a representative of your environment. If that makes sense, I believe. And just changing locations for me, and I'm gonna go ahead and squeeze this in. I know this probably don't. It kind of does have something to do with back to school. But, so the thing is, me moving from Houston to Los Angeles is it has been crazy to get here. It's probably going to be crazier just living here, but already I feel more productive. I feel more creative. I feel like I want to do more things. And you surround the people that what you want to go after, you surround yourself with those same people that have a mind to support and to push you. I'm going to talk about that more in the actual lesson that you heard earlier in the podcast. But it's you push people, and also your environment pushes you. And I feel like if you constantly feel like you're drained and you're in an environment that you can't think or you can't do this or you can't do that, one, stop making excuses, and two, change your environment, whether it's to get out of the bed, whether it's to go to the kitchen and do it, whether it's to go to the couch and turn off the TV, whether it's to watch Netflix and then write down some notes, whatever the case may be, change your environment. When you change your environment, you change your mind. That's all I'm going to say. And that goes for back to school also. When you're studying, get out of the bed. Don't get in the bed, because then it's going to make you lazy. Make sure you go and you do what you need to do. You are a product of your environment. If you can tell, and if you've listened normally to any of my podcasts, you know that I normally do a segment called Getting Curious, but today I decided to leave that one out for a few reasons because of what the Getting Curious was. Some things I don't think should be really always discussed every time, and then sometimes it should be. But very specifically, we're going to just go ahead and go to the next segment called Don't Blame Me. And this is the segment where you guys ask me a question and I basically say, don't blame me for answering it the way that I answer it. All right? So the question came from Twitter from @ TTEDYTF. Don't know how to say that, so I just spell it out once again. @ TTEDYTF or @ HEDYTF. One of those. Anyway, the question was, if you were a character on Phineas and Ferb, who would you be? Honestly, one, I freaking love that show when it was on Disney Channel. Two, those kids never went back to school. And three, they were always too young to build what they built. And four, Candace got on my nerves. Five, Doofenshmirtz Incorporated. Yeah. Vanessa was actually amazing. Pair the Platypus, of course, killing the game. Candace's mom and dad, always so blinded by what they needed to do that they always missed out. And it seemed like Candace was like crazy or something. But if I had to pick a character off of Phineas and Ferb, I think that I would go with Vanessa. Like, Vanessa was badass, man. Like, she was dope. She is dope. Like, the all black, the heels, the fighting, the singing, the everybody wanting her. I think I would have to agree to being Vanessa. Like, who wouldn't want to be Vanessa? That's the question. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this long podcast. I hope you really listen to the whole thing and you enjoy it. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you can hit that x2 button or that times how many ever it goes up button. And it either fast forwards the podcast and you still hear everything we're talking about, but it just speeds it up. Or you can slow it down and have it drawn out if you think we are going too fast. But again, thank you to Desmond Days for giving us some knowledge about what he felt. But also, thank you to, once again, thank you to Matrix for letting me use his song. Thank you to the people that chimed in about his song. Thank you to Tyler Oakley, Grace Helbig, Lily Singh, Gabby Hanna, Jonathan Vaness, Megan Ranks, and again, our special guest. He dropped some knowledge, and I hope you stay tuned. Go and follow us on all of our social media. Everything is in the description. Guys, we will talk to you soon. Until then, make sure, while buffering, binge on makes you happy. Find your grace and style. Remember, you deserve a drink and that you are fit by your own approval, because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss and how to write some notes to yourself. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. And once again, before I go, because I know I already said bye, but thank you to our sponsor, Coca-Cola. Bye.